This story is brought to you by www.scarystorytime.com. Black-eyed kids in Kansas, an anonymous creepypasta. It was warm for a December afternoon in Hutchinson, Kansas, when I came home from work in 2008. My ride dropped me off across from my duplex, and as I stood in the street, the ride drove away slowly, cautiously. I knew something wasn't right. Then I noticed two boys standing in my driveway. One had longer, darker hair, and the other had his hoodie up so I couldn't see him very well. The teens, about 15 years old, seemed to be watching me. It was almost like I could feel they were waiting for me. The hair on my arms stood up and my skin was all tingly, like the feeling you get when you have goosebumps. I took a deep breath to give me some strength, and then walked nervously across the road toward my porch. The boys had lurked around the neighborhood for months, but they had never been so bold as to stand this close to my home. I had seen them before, lingering in the yard, but they always left before I got outside my ride's car. I had seen them late at night as well, standing across the street when I would go outside to have an occasional late-night cigarette. But, although pangs of unease told me to run, their boldness angered me. I stopped and asked them why they were on my property. They told me they needed to use a phone, and that the neighbors would not let them in. That was when I noticed their eyes. They were coal black. Just black. No white, and not even a hint of iris or pupil. I felt the fear from deep inside my gut and pinging throughout my body. But as evenly as I could muster, I told them I didn't have a telephone. I walked up the porch steps and began to unlock my door when the boy in the hoodie spoke. "May we come in for a glass of water?" the boy in the hood said. I turned to look at them again, thinking maybe my mind was playing tricks, but no. When I turned and looked into their eyes, they were pitch black as the first time. These children, with dead black eyes, had spoke softly to me, emotion and vocal inflection absent from their words. As I looked at these boys, whose long hair and hooded sweatshirts made them look like normal teens, but the eyes made me feel sick. I knew I had to get away. I felt panicked and fearful, but also very vulnerable and cold. It was like I wanted to let them in, but I knew there was evil presence. I had felt uneasy before seeing their eyes, but now it all came out. Then one boy said something that turned my fear into complete terror. The hooded one then told me they couldn't come in unless I told them it was okay, and that they hoped I would because they were thirsty. I opened my door and darted inside. At this point, I shut the door and locked it. I dropped onto the couch, my breaths coming in short, heavy gasps, when something tapped on the window behind my head. One of the boys stood there staring through the glass. I remember his words very clearly. "Just let us in, miss. We aren't dangerous. We don't have anything to hurt you with." I was beyond frightened at this point. I jumped off the couch and ran through the duplex, checking doors and windows to make sure they were locked. I did wonder if they really couldn't come in unless invited, but I didn't want to find out. I sat in the living room silently, waiting for a sign that they had gone. When my boyfriend came home a short time later, the black-eyed teens were still at the house. He asked if I knew who the two boys outside were, and I said no. He told me they had been standing in the driveway when he pulled up but walked away when he stepped out of the car. He didn't notice the boy's eyes, but the two gave him a strange feeling. I later asked my neighbors if these black-eyed children had asked to use their telephone like they had claimed. The neighbors noticed the teens standing in my driveway but never spoke with them. Although it's been more than a year since I turned the black-eyed children from my door, I know they're still around. I have seen them every now and then, standing across the street, watching, but they have not approached me again. This is Spooky Boo. If you enjoyed this story, please visit my website and give it a thumbs up. Also, you can come by and participate in the forums and have some fun with our memes and, you know, just have some fun out there. I'd love for you to submit your own story. Visit my website at www.scarystorytime.com and click on submissions. Stay scared.